Today's daf in Yerushalmi Brachot, brought to you by Ben Chamot Yerushalayim, is daf Tet, and we are holding on the second line, Navi Vizaki. So yesterday we saw that based on the beautiful drasha that we had from the pasuk in Micha, Valta Tifu Yatifu, the only kind of Navim that we could find would be Atif L'Chalayin V'L'Sheichar, as opposed to a Zoken who's Mechuyev to continue to say the truth, come hell or high water. So now the Gemara continues, Navi v'zaken, Lamayim Domi. I mean, obviously we have two different functions here, Navias and Chachomi. So what are they like? L'melech sheshuleach shnei palmatrin. He sends two parliamentarians into a Medina. Alechad mihem katav, im eino mar elechem chovato sheli, v'smanterin sheli, al taminu lo. So on one of them he writes into the law that if the person who is presenting these papers does not show you my signature and also my secret decrypting, then don't believe a word he says. Malachad b'yam katav, and on the other one, he puts into law that such a person is to be believed no matter whether he can show papers or not. So, afa pishein omar alechem b'chotam usmanterin sheli aminuhu belochotam usmanterin. So, therefore, it's exactly the same, because by a Navi it says, beferish, v'natane lecha otumofet. So, we only believe a Navi after he passes his tests. That is a Navi, and has to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has set him up for another for you. Bram hocha al piatora asher yorucha. So the pasuk doesn't say anything about what it is that defines the zaken. You have to be mekabel the Torah, whether they can show you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agrees with them or not, which again shows us that the Chachamim are more liable to get you into trouble, look, I'll be listening to them, than the Nevi'im themselves. Now, when we show in the Mishnah that Rabbi Tarfon, because he was over on Divrei Beit Hillel, so it was Kedai Yita Lachuv Ba'atzmecha, when do we say that somebody who acts according to the psak of Beit Shammai against Beit Hillel is chayav misa? That's only after the baskal came out in the story of when they were in doubt about who to paskin, and we didn't have any kind of psak. And the problem over there was, as the Gemara explains, that the rove was not sufficient to define, because there was a suffix that since Beit Shammai were smarter, in other words, they were more sophisticated in their arguments, it wasn't that clear that you should go according to the Rov. So for 3 years this went on, until the Gemara says a Basko came out and said that Halacha is Kibbeit Hillel. So then, after then, indeed, if you're over, you are going to be going against a Hachra. But Ad Shelo Yatza Batko, the din was that kol harotzei la'achmir al atzmo v'lenhog k'chumrei Beit Shammai u'k'chumrei Beit Hillel. If somebody wants to be an idiot and to be machmir in both directions, al zeh nemar haksil b'choshech holech. You want to be a fool, you can go like a fool. If you want to choose and pick your rabbi so that only the one who gives you the kula is the rabbi for the day, k'kula e'elu ve'elu, such a person is called a rasha. So either you're nayeg kekula yukechumre of this one, of either Beit Shammai or kekula v'chumre the den or of Beit Hillel. Adain the temar ad shelo yatzat bat kol avos mishiyatz bat kol la'olam alocha kedivrei Beit Hillel. So even though we say harotze lasot kedivrei Beit Hillel ose rotze lasot kedivrei Beit Shammai ose, that's only up until the time that the Basko came. Once the Basko came out, the halakha is like Beit Hillel, v'chol over on the Divrei Beit Hillel, ends up in Chayav Misa b'Dei Shamayim, just like the mice over here with Rabbi Tarfon. Tony, Yotzes Basko v'omra, Eilu v'Eilu, Divrei Elohim Chayim, aval halakha k'divrei Beit Hillel. Eichan yatsa bat kol, what was the story? Where was this that the Basko came out? Rabbi Omar b'shem Rabbi Yochanan b'Yavne yatzer basko, when the Sanhedrin was in Yavne after the Churba, and the Golas of the Sanhedrin was to Yavne. So at that point there was the basko that was kaveh halacha l'deres. Halacha hey, V'shachar mevarach shtayim lefaneha, v'achat la'acharea. So in the morning, Birchas Kriyat Shema consists of two brachas before Kriyat Shema, and one bracha le'achar Kriyat Shema. So we have Yotzor, and we have Ava Rabba or Ava Serlam, depending on the minhag or depending on the place. And then you have Emes V'yatziv. U'ba'erev mevarach shtayim lefaneha, v'shtayim la'acharea. Because there you have Ma'ariv Aravim and Ahavat Olam. And La'acharea, you have not only Emet V'Emunah Keneged Emet V'Yatziv, but you also have the Bracha of Hashkiveinu. And Achat is Arucha, V'Achat Kitzara. So we have one long Bracha, which is the Emet V'Emunah, and we have one short Bracha. Okay, now we're going to see that there may actually be a difference in how we understand Arucha v'Ktzara, but let's take the simple explanation. Makom shamru la'arich, places where the Chachamim gave us a long bracha, eino rishai l'katzer, you can't cut parts out. And places where the Chachamim gave you a nusach bracha, which was a katzer, eino rishai la'arich. If they told you that we chotem the bracha with an additional bracha ta Hashem, eino rishai shelo lechtom, there's no way to get away without saying the chatima. Where they told you to just make a bracha without a chatima, which is, of course, most of the brachas, and all the brachas ha-mitzvahs, the brachas ha-neni, standard bracha is just to say bracha to Hashem, and then you end in a short sentence. You're not allowed to be marich by adding a chatima to the bracha. So now the question is, are these brachas for keneged some particular things? Rabbi Shimon b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachman says that since it says v'yigitabo yomam v'alayla, it means that shetehe agayata yom v'alayla should be shavim. They should be the same, which means the Kriya Shema in the morning and the night are supposed to be the same. The problem is that in the morning you're mechuyev to read also this story of Yitziat Mitzrayim, which means you have to read three parshiot. But in the evening, we only mechuyev to learn the two parshiot. You don't have to say the vayomer, because as we know, there's the question of whether you're mechuyev to be maskir Yitziat Mitzrayim ba'leilis. In order, therefore, to make them the same, they add an additional bracha, and that way it comes out to be v'yigita bo'yom v'alayla. That way, they are similar. Rabbi Yosef bar Avin b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, no, that's not the reason. The reason is that the total number of brachas of Kriyat Shema between the day and the night is based on the pasuk al shem sheva b'yom yilalticha al mishpatei tzidkecha. So that means that David HaMelech says there should be sheva brachas for Kriyat Shema every day, and that's yom v'layla, and so memela, we actually look at the total rather than at one versus the other. So according to Rav Yosef bar Avin, you're actually mechuyev to read all three parshas a night also, which is why it's not going to be mekabel Rabbi Simon's, because he holds you mechuyev to be maskir Yetzias Mitzrayim b'leilos, possibly. Rabbi Nachman b'shem Rabbi Mani says that kol mekayim sheva b'yom yilal ticha, and he reads Kriyat Shema with its brachas in the morning, and Kriyat Shema in the night with its brachas, he was ki'ilu ki'im v'agita b'yom v'alayla. This basically puts together the two psukim. So by having the sheva b'yom yilal ticha, you're doing the yomam v'alayla to be shavah for your Kriyat Shema. B'pnei ma korin shtei parshiot halalu, and why do we view Shema and Vohaya im Shamoa as the essence of Kriyat Shema, and we read that b'chol yom? If this is the correct Yersa, that it's these two parshios, it's taking for granted that there wouldn't be any question that you'd have to be Kairi Zech Litzias Mitzrayim. So Vayomer, I understand. But the truth is that there are other Gersas over here. The gross Gersa is Lama Korim Parshios Halalu, not Shtei Parshios Halalu. Now there's even a Gersa of the Pnei Moshe here, well, or at least he changes the Gersa to read Shalosh Parshiot Halalu. Anyway, so Rabbi Levi and Rabbi Simon give different reasons. Rabbi Simon says the reason is Bipnei Shekatuv Bahem Shchiva V'kima. These parshiot have to do with b'shochkecha uvkumecha, and therefore it's kedai to speak the parshiot that relate to b'shochkecha uvkumecha. Whereas Rabbi Whereas Rabbi Levi Omar, Ibn Sha'asarat ha-dibrot klulime. In these parshias, we have the Aseret HaDibros, and the Aseret HaDibros, which we're going to explain in a minute, which the Aseret HaDibros are choshev to us, because that's the center of the bris that we have on Terah. Where do we have Aseret HaDibros of all things? So, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Lo yelecha l'im achirim al panai, Hashem Echad. Lo tisar Hashem Hashem Elokecha l'shav, is v'ahavtat Hashem Elokecha. Obviously, if you love Mandarochi Malka, if you're in love with the Melech, you're not going to be Mishtabev Shmeyu Meshakir. Zohar is Yom HaShabbat L'Kacho, is Laman Tizkiru, and that's Shabbos, because as Rabbi Yomer, Zoh Mitzvah Shabbat Sheish Kula, Keneged Kol Mitzvotei Shel Torah, Tichtiv Ve'et Shabbat Kodshecha Hodata Lahem, U'Mitzvot V'Chukim V'Torah Tzivita. So this is also the remez to Zechira Bichlal, the Mantis Kiru, which is, of course, the Yikr of Shabbos. And this comes to teach me, Lo Diacha, Sheish Kula Keneged, all Mitzvot Shel Torah together. The fifth Dibur, Yiskaber Tavicha Vatimecha, Laman Yarichun Yamecha. And over here it says, Laman Yibu Yamechem Vimevenechem. So it's obviously a reference to the Arichas Yomim of Kaber Tavicha. The sixth Dibur is Lo Tirzach. It says, Vavatem Meira, because Mandakatil Mitkatil. And we say, the norm is, a person gets involved in murder, somebody cuts him down next. The seventh Dibur is Lotin Av. And here it says, Lototuru Acher Lavavchem, V'Acher Enechem. And that, as Rabbi Levi pointed out, is the Liba Ve'ina, the Train Sisra Decheta. The Lev and the Einayim are the way that a person comes to do Averas, such as Nus. Dechtiv Tnav V'ni Libchali, so you see what Shlomo Melech point out here in Mishle, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants your heart and your eyes. And it's exactly this thing. One thing I'm sure of. The moment I see that you've given over your heart to me and your eyes to me, I know that you're mine. And therefore, I can relate to you as if we were together. The eighth Dibur is Lo Tignov, and indeed here it says Ve'asavta Diganecha, your own Dagan you should collect, but not Digancha Shel Chavercha. The ninth Dibur is Lo Ta'ane B'Re'acha Eid Shaker, and that's Merumas in the Ani Hashem Elokechem, and it says Hashem Elokim Emet. So in Me'la, from there we learn that you should not be mafsik between the Hashem Elokechem and the Ement, and that's Nogea, the Eder Sheker, that you should not say anything but Emet. And what is the meaning of this Emet that is in the Pasuk of Yirmiyahu, Vashem Elokim Emet, Mahu Emet, in this context? Omer Rabbi Avun, what it means is that Yehu Elohim Chayim Umelech Olam. So the idea over here is, there's a cute remes in the Pnei Moshe that Emes is the first letters of Elohim Melech Tamid, but that's clearly not what it is that the Gemara is saying. What he's saying is that the meaning of the Pasuk, Hashem Elohim Emet, Hu Elohim Chayim Melech Olam, which is the Lashon of the Pasuk, is the reference to the Emet that it's referring to. It's Hashem Elohim is the only thing that can be called Emet, because Emet has to be something that is absolute. Anything less can't be Emet. So therefore, only Elohim Chayim Melech Olam can be called Emet. Om Rabbi Levi Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im he'adeta lechaverecha edut sheker, ma'ale ani alecha kilu he'adeta alai shelo barati shamayim va'aretz. This connection of ani Hashem Elokechem to the Lotane B'Reacha Sheker indeed is the idea that the Emet cannot be violated without violating the Hu Elohim Emet. And the tenth Dibur, Lo Tachmod Beit Re'echa, is Ramuz in Uchtav Tamah Mezuzot Beitecha. So over there, the Beitecha means it has to be your own home, Velo Beit Chavirecha. So that shows you that all the Aseres Hadivrim Dvorim are in the Kriyat Shema, which is why we want to be carry these parshas at all the time. Tamanta Ninan, there's another brayta, it's actually in the Mishnah Tamid, that Amar Lahem HaMemune, when they got to the time of Zman Kriyat Shema in the Beis HaMikdash, so the Memune, who was the Sgan of the Kohen Gadol, would say to the Kayanim there, Baruch Hu Bracha Achat, say one of the brachas that you have to be Mevarech, and they would be Mevarech V'hem Birchu. What was that? Ma Birchu? Well, Master Omar B'Shem Shmuel, it's a reference to Birkat HaTorah, which is Ava Rabba, which is Be'etzem, Birchus HaTorah, and as is well known, if you say that, you're going to be Yotze, the Chiyav of Birkat HaTorah. And then, V'Kor'u Aseret HaDvarim, after that, they read the Aseret HaDvarim, and then they read the Shema, and the Vayim Shemoa, and the Vayomer. And Rabbi B'Shem Rish Lakish points out that Zot Umeret, from the fact that we see that they were mafsik between Ava Rabba and Kriyat Shema, it's clear that Ein HaBrochot Ma'akvot, that apparently the brocha is not Ma'akev Kriyat Shema, so that you would be able to say Kriyat Shema basically on its own without the brocha, because if it's really one takona, how can you have the Aseres HaDvarim between Ava Rabba and Kriyat Shema? Omer Rabbi Ba, In Min Hada, if this is where you want to bring your raya from, it's a pretty lousy raya. Let Shema Min HaKlum, there's nothing you can learn from here. Because the Aseret HaDibrot, as we just said, are Kriyat Shema. Inen Gufa Shel Shema. We just said that the whole point of reading Kriyat Shema was because of the Aseret HaDvarim. And the truth is that the Rav Matan, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, Tarvayon Omrim, that the truth is, we would have liked to put a takona that everybody should do this. And b'din ha'avesh yukorin aseret ha'dibrot b'chol yom, b'pnei ma'ein korin otan, together with the rest of Kriyat Shema, it would have been great to do just like the Kohanim do in the Beis HaMikdash. Why do we not read it with Shema? Because we're worried that people like the Minim, who always say, oh, remember the Aseret HaDvarim, that we stand up for, because that's the only part that was really given on our Sinai. Like it's mashma, this is what God said, so the rest of it Moshe made up on his own. Because of that, we were afraid to be koveya, to give them grounds to be poker. Says more than that, we actually should be reading together with Parsha Shema. We should be reading the Matovu Alach Yaakov, and so on and so forth. Vibna ain't going otan. Shalolach Triach Alat Sibur. It's going to be too much time. It's hard enough to get through davening as it is. Why should we have been reading Parshas Balak and Bilam? So Rav Chuna Amar Vibnei Sheketiv Ba Shechiva Vekima. Just like we said, the reason that we read the psukim of the Avta and Vayim Shamoah is because it mentions B'shoch Chov Kumecha, and therefore it's similar to the Tzivoy and Kriyat Shema. So too does it say in the story of Bilam, Kara Shachav Kari Uchlavim Yikimenu. So that means we have a remnant to B'shoch Chov Kumecha, which is ultimate Shechivo Kima as a culture and as a nation that ultimately wins. Rabbi Yossi, Barabi Bonamar, Bipnei Shekativ Bahem, in the Parsha, it mentions Yitziah, meaning Yitziah's Mitzrayim, and it mentions Malchus in the same way that Kriyat Shema does. It talks about El Motziemi Mitzrayim, Utrat Melech Bo. And that is grounds enough to be Kore, these Parshas. Amar Rabbi Elazar, the reason is Mipnei Shektuva Batorah, Banaviim Ubaktuvim, because the Torah makes such a big deal about Bilam. In the Nevi'im, it says, Ami zichorno mayatz bolak melech Moab, Uma naoto Bilam ben Boor, Laman dat zitkot Hashem. And in the Ketuvim, it also says that Vayizkor alav et Bilam lekalalo vayafoch elohinu haklala lefracha. So in that context, to see the chashivas that the Torah gives, both in Torah and in Nevi'im and in Ketuvim, to Bilam, it must be that it's very important, even if we don't understand particularly why. In Sema Meila, we were meant to be kaveyayet. Getting back to the Mishnah and Tamid, Amar Lahem HaMemuneh, Borchu Bracha Achat, Fein Birchu. What was this bracha? Ma Birchu? So Mar, Matna, this Mar is not Mar, meaning the name of somebody, but Mar, where we drop the olive, as Israelis often do the Yerushalmi. Mar of Matna, B'Shem Shmo, that it's a reference to Birkat HaTorah, as we said, Zava Rabba. Well, what happened to Yotzer HaMorot? What happened? We skipped Yotzer HaMorot? So Rabbi Shmuel, the brother of Rabbi Brachia, says that the reason we don't say Yotzer HaMorot is because they used to read the Kriyat Shema before the Zman where you could be Makir. There was enough light to be Makir Baal Ba'amais. So Adayin Lo Yotzer HaMorot, V'teimar Yotzer HaMorot, it would be a little silly to make a bracha on the Morot while it's still dark. So Memela, they say what they can. And then the Mishnah in Tamid basically ends with Shabbat. Besides all of these other things that we said, we added one additional bracha, Mosifim bracha achat for the Mishmar HaYotzeis, the Kohenim, who are leaving today, because Shabbos was the day of the switching over the Mishmarot, they should say an additional bracha. And what was that bracha? Mahu bracha. Mahu bracha, what was the additional bracha that was given to the Mishmar HaYotze to be Mevorach, the Mishmar HaNichnas? Amar Rabbi Chalba Zohi. It goes as follows. HaShulchin v'bayit hazeh yita b'nechem achva v'yava v'shalom v'reyus should give you, being as Kohanim, are constantly fighting and arguing. And because of that, there was always fighting about the portions and the karbonas. And because of that, they gave them a special bracha that the Shechina, which is Shaira in this home, should help that there should be a little bit of peace over here between you. Shmuel Amar, Hishkim Lishnot, Konim Kriyat Shema. Somebody who got up before Zman Kriyat Shema has to be Mevorach Birchas HaTorah. But if he has said Kriyat Shema with its brachas, Lacher Kriyat Shema, he doesn't have to be Mevorach Birchas HaTorah anymore, because Av HaRabbah already potters him, because it says over there all the things that we say basically Birchas HaTorah, Tamili Ben Elilmod, Lamed Ishmo, Lassus, and so on and so forth. So you're Mekayim, the Chiyav of being Mevorach HaTorah, Tchila. And this is obviously runs into trouble if you forgot to say Birkat HaTorah. Do you say Birkat HaTorah afterwards? So Amar Rabbi Ba, Uhu Shishana Al Atar. The only way that this would work is if immediately following this bracha, meaning right after Kriyat Shema, you did some kind of learning, because otherwise we would view Av HaRabbah not as Birkat HaTorah, but for Kriyat Shema as Kriyat Shema and not as Limud Torah. And because of that, you'd have to make another bracha when you were actually coming to learn. Rav Huna Amar, Nirina Dvarim, it would appear that for Medrash, Tzorech Levarech, but for Halachot, you're learning something, which is if you're being Dorish the Pasuk, then you have to say Birkas HaTorah, but if you're just learning something that is kavua, ain't tzorech levarach, then you don't have to say Birchot HaTorah, that the only mitzvah is reading actually psukim and being involved with them, but not on esek and halacha per se. Rabbi Simon b'shem Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, Bein midrash, bein halachot, tzorech levarach. You would have to say Birchot HaTorah on all of the above. Om Rabbi Chia Barashi, would appear that we can prove that that's true, because in Hagin Avina V'yatzin Kamei Rav, we used to be in front of Rav early in the morning, and whether we were learning Medrash or whether we were learning Halachas, he always made us make Birchat HaTorah, Zakikin L'mivrache. So apparently, the Psak Halacha was on both. A little different than it appears in the Bavli, where over there it says, and Rav used to say the bracha no matter what. This is certainly much more powerful. Naviv is a kelemain domim lemelach sholeach shnei pamatrin shalom lemedina. Al achad mehem katav. Im ino mar lechotem shali vismantirin shali, al taminu lo. Al achad mehem katav af api sheino mar lechem chotem shali, aminu, balo chotam, balo smantirin. Kach, benavikti, venatani lecha oto mofet. Bramacha, al pi haTorah asher yarucha. Had at the tema mishi yatzat bat kol. Avalat shelo yatzat bat kol. It wouldn't have been a problem with Rabbi Tarfon. Kol haRotzeh lachmir latzmo lenog kechum mibet Shamay kechum mibet Hillel. Al zeh neemar haksil b'choshech holech. Kekulei elu ve'elu nikra rosha. אלא היא ככולי דדיין וככולי דדיין, היא ככולי דדיין וככולי דדיין. עד לדתאים עד שלא יצא בת כל, אבל מי שיצא בכל, לעולם הלכה כדברי בית הלל, וכל העובר על דברי בית הלל חייב מטען. תני יצא בת כל, ואומר אלו ואלו דברי אלוהים חיים, אבל הלכה כדברי בית הלל. איך אני יצא בת כל? רבי ביבי אמר בשם רבי יוחנן, אין ברנאי אז נברד, ויבנה יצא בת כל. בשעה כאן מברך שתיים לפניו ואחת לאחרי, ובין מברך שתיים לפניו ושתיים לאחרי, אחת ארוכה ואחת קצרה, מוקם שם על האריך אין אושר לקצר, לקצר אושר לאריך, לחתום אין אושר שלא לחתום, שלא לחתום, אין אושר לחתום. רבי סימון, בשם רשפו בר נחמן, על שם והגית בו יום ולילה, שתי הגיות היום, ולילה שווים, so to make up for the missing, not being masked, it says, B'shoyim B'leilot, we add an additional bracha. Rabbi Yosef Rabbavin, B'shem Rabbi Yishu Ben Levi, Al Shem Sheva, B'yom Ilaticha, Mishpatei Tzidkecha. Rabbi Nachman, B'shem Rabbi Mane, Kol HaMekayim Sheva, B'yom Ilaticha, Kilo Kiyem, Yigita, B'yom V'leilot. B'pnei Mah Korim, Shtei Parshiyot Alalu B'chol Yom, The Gross Gerza, B'pnei Mah Korim, Parshiyot Alalu B'chol Yom, Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Simon, רבי סימון אומר מפני שכתוב שכיבה וקימה, זה אקשלי מור משהו בשתי פרשות. רבי לוי אומר מפני עשרת הדיברות כלולים בהם, אנוכי השם אלוקיך איכו שמע ישראל השם אלוקינו, לא יהיה לך אלים אחרים איכו השם אחד, לא תישא את שם השם אלוקיך לשווא איכו זהבת את השם אלוקיך, בגלל זמן דרך עם אלכוהול לא משתבר בשמי משקר, זכור את יום השבת לקדשו למען תזכרו. רבי אומר, זו מצוות שבת שישקול כנגד כל מצוותיה של תורה, תכתיב השבת, קודשך הודעת בהם, ומצוות וחוקים ותורה ציווית, נודיע לך, שישקול כנגד כל מצוותיה של תורה, כבד את אביך ואת אמך, למען ירבו ימיכם ומי בניכם. לא תרצח ואהבת מהרה, בגלל זמן דקת ומתקטל. לא תנאף, לא תתורך אלו ואהבכם לאחרי עיניכם. אומר רבי לוי, ליבה ואין התרס עשור אין דחתו, הכתיב, תנוע בני ליבך לי, ועיניך דרכי תצרנו. אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, יאהבת לי ליבך ועיניך, אני ידע דעת שלי. לא תגנוב, ועשבת דגניך, ולא דגנו של חברך. לא תענה ברך את שקר, אני אשם אלוקיכם. וכתיב, אשם אלוקים אמת. מהו אמת? אומר רבי אבון, שהוא אלוהים חיים ומלך עולם. אומר רבי לוי, אומר הקדוש ברוך הוא, אם העדת לך וראיך עדות שקר, מעלה אני עליך כאילו העדות עליי שלא בראתי שמיים וארץ. לא תחמוד בית ראיך, וכתבת מה מזוזות ביתך, ביתך ולא בית חברך. תמנת נינה, אמר להם הממונה, ברכו ברכה אחת והם ברכו, מה ברכו? ומה אתה אומר בשם שמו? זו ברכת תורה, which is אהבה רבה. וקראו עשרת הדברים, שמע, והיום שמוע, ויומר. רבמי, בשם רשלוקיש, זאת אומרת, שאין הברכות מעקבות. אומר רבי, excuse me, but in מנהדה, לא תשמע מן הכלום. בגלל עשרת הדיברות, אין אין גוף של שמע. דרמת, רבי שמעון בר נחמן, תרווי אמרי, בדין היו, שהיו קוראים עשרת הדיברות בכל יום. מפני מה אין קוראים תמידי טענת המינים, שלא יאמרים, אלו לבדה, ניתנו למה שבסיני. רב שמו בנך ומשם רבי רבר זלדה בדין היה שקורן פרשת בלק ובילם בכל יום מבני מים קורן אותם שלא להטריח את הציבור רב חנה אמר מפני שכתיב והם שכיבה וקימה שכב קרי and so on רב חנה and רבי יוסי ורבי בון says no it's מי שכתיב בהם יציאת מצרים אל מוציאה ממצרים and then תרועת מלך בו מלכות אמר רבי לזר בני שכתובה בתורה ובנביאים הכתובים, זה obviously, זה very big deal. אומר, אמר ממונה, ברכו ברכה אחת, והם ברכו, מה ברכו? אמר, זה אמר, רב, מה אתה בשם שמו? It's a reference to ברכות התורה. which was אהבה רבה. How do you explain that? הלא לא ברכו יוצר המאורות. ברשמו, אחוי, the Rabbi Brachia says, well, how could you? עדיין לא יצאו המאורות, ותמר יוצר המאורות. בשבת מוסיפים ברכה אחת למשמר יוצא. מהו ברכה? אומר רבי חלבו, השוכן בבית הזה איתה ביניכם אחווה ואהבה ושלום ורעות. שמואל אמר, השכים לשנות קודם קריאה שמה צריך לברך לך, קריאה שמה אין צריך לברך. אומר רבי בא, בתצוני יפוש השנה על אתר. Rav Huna Amar, Nirina Dvarim Medrash Tzarech Levarech. But Halachot Ein Tzarech Levarech. Rabbi Simon, B'Shem Rabbi Shuman Levi, Ben Midrash, Ben Halachot Tzarech Levarech. Om Rechia Barashi, Nahagin Havinan, Yatvin Kumi Rab, Uben Midrash, Ben Halachot Zikikinan, Lembivracha.
Today, Lav is Daf Tet, Sefer Brachot, Yerushalmi, Sidrat Tavshin Samachay, Rota Halacha He. B'Shachar, Mivorek Shtayim Lefanea, V'Achat Le'Achareha, U'Be'erev Mivorek Shtayim Lefanea, V'Shtayim Le'Achareha, and here we saw, of course, the various Pshatim, this in the Bavli, Achat Arucha, V'Achat Ktsara, which according to the Rashi means the Shtayim Lacharea. When it does, it means the Shtayim Lefanea. And Arucha means Potachat Beboruch, Chotemet Beboruch. And the Ktsara is that it's not Potachat Beboruch. And according to Rashi, it means literally long and short, referring to the after Brachot, Ashkivenu being short, and the Emet Vemuna being long. To which Tosfos complains that there's no, that's not a definition. What is long and short? What about on days where you say all these extra additions and so on? You know? There's nothing specific that makes it long and short. Mokam shom laharich and rishay lekatzer, lekatzer and rishay laharich, lachtom eino rishay shelo lachtom eino rishay lachtom. All this we did in the Bavli at length. Rabbi Simon b'shem Rav Shmuel bar Nachman says that Lamaisa, why do we end up with this takana? Al shem yigita bo yomam valayla. Shetei hagayot ayom valayla shavim. Why do we have a different number of brachot? Because since at the night time, remember we saw in the Bavli that in Eretz Yisrael they left out the parasha of tzitzit at night. So vayomer wasn't there. To make up for Vayomer, they added additional bracha afterwards. Because that way you have the same number of parashiyot Vayom as you have Balayla. Whereas if you wouldn't have added the extra bracha afterwards, you would have also had Achas Le'acharea at night, then you wouldn't have the idea of Vigisa Vayom of Balayla. The Yom and the Laila would be different. Again, very fascinating. Relationship of Kriyat Shema and Laila, Kriyat Shema rather in V'Yigita, which we've seen so many times, this profound interrelationship between the nature of Limud HaTorah and the nature of Kriyat Shema. Rabbi Yosef Rebavim Yishem Rabbi Yishev Ben Levi says, no, the Etzem, the Pasuk says that there's seven brachas, which means we don't divide them equally. There's Sheva B'Yom Hilal Ticha. So that means that there's seven brachot. The seven brachot consist of two before and two after at night, and the two before and one after in the morning, which equals seven. So there's the remez for the number, total number of brachot kriyat shema. Remeach b'shem Rabbi Mana, kol mekayim sheva b'yom hilal ticha, ki ilu kiyem v'higita b'yom v'vayim. Since the two issues are interrelated, so that means that if you're Mekayim Birkot Kriyat Shema and the Psukim of Kriyat Shema, the two parshas of Kriyat Shema, so you're Mekayim V'Gita B'Yom V'Layla. Again, that's the way we pass it in terms of your Yotzi Yerchiyah V'Gita B'Yom V'Layla with Kriyat Shema Boker Veren. So it's a different way of saying it, but that's the halacha that we have in the Bible. Mipnei Makorim Shtei Parshiyot Halalu B'Cho Yom. So Rabbi Levi, Rabbi Simon says, look, these are the parashiyot in which it says Shechiva V'Kima. Right? So if it mentions Shechiva V'Kima, then it's telling us that these are the parashiyos of the Yom V'Layla. Yigita B'Yom V'Layla, Shechiva V'Kima. So that means that the two parashiyot of Shema, both of them mention Shol V'Chov Kumecha, that's what it is that you need to say. Rabbi Levi Omer, it's a different issue here. The different issue is that Aseres HaDibros are included in these parshas. It's not simply the matter of Shechiva V'Kima. It's that the Iker Bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which was written on Aseres HaDibros, are merumas in the parshiyot of Kriyat Shema. How do we see this? Anokhi Hashem Elokecha, it says. Okay? That's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. It's Anokhi Hashem Elokecha. It's the assertion of God's unique relationship with Yisrael. That's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu. Then the next Dibur is, Lo Yelecha Elohim Achirim Al Panai. That's the next thing. Hashem Echad. Hashem Echad is no Elohim Achirim. Then it says, Lo Tisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha L'Shal. It's the Ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. If you take seriously, Mandarochim Malka, if you have a relationship with the Melech of Ava, then it's not shy of taking advantage. You don't take advantage of someone you love. Now that means, that implies, when I tell you that it implies a relationship which is expressed in Kriyat Shema as V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. Then it says, of course, Yom HaShabbat HaKachal. It says, L'man Tizkru, in the parsha of Vayam Shamar. And Rebbe Omer, when it says L'man Tizkru, then what's the Tizkru? That's Mitzvah Shabbos, because Mitzvah Shabbos is the equivalent of Kol Mitzvot Ha'Shel Torah. So L'man Tizkru, which is the Zechira of all of Mitzvah Yisai, is basically Shabbos. Tehsiv et Shabbat Kodshecha Hodat Alehem U'Mitzvot V'Chukim Tzivit Alehem. So you see that there's a comparison of the dinim of Shabbos to all of the other mitzvahs in the Torah. No diacha shehi shekula keneged kol mitzvoteha shel Torah. The next of the Aseres HaDibra is fifth Dibra. Kabed es avicha v'esimecha. Where do you see this in Kriyat Shema? L'man yirvu yimechem v'mevenechem. So because that yirvu yimechem, the other place we see this, is by kabed es avicha v'esimecha. Lo tirtzach. It says, Vavate Mehira, what is it that wipes you out? Mandakata Mitkatil. Someone who murders is killed. So that means Vavate Mehira. Lotinav.
There seems to be a switching of subject and object here in a number of these. On your father and mother, it's about your children.
I didn't get that.
What we see in the Dibrot and what we see in Kriyat Shema, appear to be inverses. In three of these so far, they've been inverses.
When you say inverses, what do you mean?
Meaning honor your father and mother. So it's not talking about father and mother. It's talking about children. Kriyat Shema. Right? And here, don't kill. It's not talking about children.
I don't understand. We're looking for the remez to kavedet avich v'timercha. So we're saying the remez is, since it says by kavedet avich v'timercha, l'man yarichun yamecha, and in Kriyat Shema it says l'man yirbu yamechem, that's a remez, l'man yarichun yamecha. So it's a direct quote from the parsha of kavedet avich v'timercha. How is that an inverse?
Okay.
And by lo tirtzach, we're saying the same thing. By lo tirtzach, what is the reference in Kriyat Shema to a mitzvah that if you don't listen to Vavatem Meira Me'aretz HaTovah, what destroys you? Destruction is your own death. Your own death, your gorim through murder. In other words, we recognize that would be the murder of others ends up in the murder of yourself. Vavatem Meira. Then we had Lotinav. Lotinav. That's Lota Turach Relevachem Yachreinechem, and Omre of Levi, Leba Ve'ina, trains his Surah Chata. You have two agents that go around looking for Chataim in the world. One agent is your eyes, and one agent is your heart. And we know Zechsiv Tna Beni Mikhali Ve'inecha Derachai Titzrena. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks, give me your heart, my son. And your eyes should keep my paths. Which means that Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Iyahavta li lipcha ve'necha, then it's li, hana yadada atli. If these two things you give over to me, then I know that you're mine. But if you give me anything else in the world, if you don't give me those two things,
you're gone.
I'll never know if you're mine. You're constantly going off. Lo tignov. You should collect your own grain. That's Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And it says Hashem Elokim Emet. Ma'u Emet? Amre Be'avun. Shuhu Elohim Chayim. U'melach Olam. Some learned this is a no trick one. The Emet is the idea of it's a little bit but that's the Elohim Melech Tami. Elohim Emet Melech Olam Olam Bin Tami. Some kind of, okay.
Awesome.
To be mechaven.
No, I understand what it's telling me.
And so the Mela says, Reb Levi says, Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Im ha'idot alecha b'recha, idut sheker, ma'ale ani elecha, ki lo yadata alai, shelo barati shemayim ba'aretz. The nature of Bria, as a reflection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is emet. So unless a person is going to walk around the earth, say sheker. Sheker, in other words, he doesn't believe that the world is an expression of my truth. The next Dibra is lo tachmod beit re'ech. So don't, obviously you have to keep your house to yourself, your friend's house is house. Now Tamanta Nina, getting now back to the same sugya we had in the Bavli from Tami, it says, what is that bracha? That's Birkata Torah. We say Birkata Torah, we mean the bracha of Avarava, because Avarava is Birkat HaTorah. Because over there, it's in the context of their saying, let's go read Kriyat Shema. This is Kiru Bracha Achat. We saw in the Bible the Bracha Achat, if you say Birkat Avarava, Avat Olam, depending on your Mandi Omar, so you're Yotzi Birkat HaTorah. That's why we call it over here Birkat HaTorah. And then the Karu Aseret HaDivrot, and Shema, Vayim Shamoa, Vayomer, says Rabbi Meshem Rishvakas, you see from here. So it's a very Sheina Brachot Ma'akvot. Because otherwise, how could you have in the middle of the, you know, you have the Bracha of Avarava, and then you have the Aseret HaDvarim? What do the Aseret HaDvarim have to do? It must be that these Brachot are not Kavua on Kriyat Shema. Kavua Latzman. So Kriyat Shema, you Yotze without the Brachot. Rabbi Ma. Now, even Hada, if that's your raya, let that Shema min akum. You can't bring a raya. It doesn't prove a damn thing. Aseret advarim ain't in gufa shal Shema. I just proved to you. Aseret advarim. That's what Shema is all about. You're telling me it's a hafsaka between the bracha and Shema. It's ridiculous. That's it. That is kriyat Shema. I mean, after all, that is, you know, with the Rav Masna and Shmuel ben Achmeni, they both say that bedinu oshayu korn aseret advarim b'chol yom. As a matter of fact, we saw in the Bavli also, there was really a svara to say Aseret HaDivros in every Beit HaKnesset, because it's so much built into the nature of Kriyat Shema that it mamish defines Shema. The only reason we don't do it is because of Ta'anat HaMinim. We were afraid the Minim would say, see, this is the only thing that they say, must be Eru Levadan Nidun LeMoshe B'Sinai. In order to avoid the Ta'anat HaMinim, we don't say it. But you're certainly not going to try to tell me that the Aseret HaDvarim is a hefsek. That's ridiculous. Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, b'shem Rav Yehuda bar Zvudah, says the truth is, v'dinai ashu korim parshas balo kubilon b'chol yom. We actually, there was another, we saw this in the Bavli too, there was another insight that we had, that not only should the Aseret HaDvarim be part of Kriyat Shema, so too should parshas balo be part of it. It's just too long. As the Gemara said over there, so just take out the pasuk, and then you can't do that because you can't just take out a pasuk. So it was a question of reading all of parasha. That's too much already. But that also wouldn't have been a hefsek. Why is that? Fascinating the way the Yerushalmi puts it. Isn't that interesting? We thought it was because of the darga of the shachav, kara, kare, kari, right? Mi ekimenu. But that's the gavras. Yeah. Here the Yerushalmi is saying it's part of shechiva v'kima. Originally we opened up the sugya by saying, why do we say these parashas? because it says Bishop Chav Kumecha. But it says that, it says Miyakimenu. Shachav, Kara Shachav. Kari. But in Bilam's.
In
Bilam's end? No.
Where does
in
it say?
His vision of Klal Yisrael.
Oh, okay.
It says it's like a lion. That is, that's right. And you can't, who's going to lift him up?
In the way that they'll say each one is I'm Yisrael. I mean,
okay, that's a completely different way of looking at Shkiva Vakima. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Banomer, that's because of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Malchus. And over here, because Skel Motsiemi Mitzrayim, Chuas Melech, but that's the Chashivas. Rabbi Lozzi says, it's very pashut. Something special about the Parsha of Bilam. Because the Parsha of Bilam, we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps returning to it. We find, first of all, find it in the Torah, the whole story. Then we find it in the Nevi'im. Because in the Nevi'im we have the whole Ami Zecharna, Mayahatz Bilam, Balak Bendor, Ma'anasa Bilam, Laman, that's Laman Das Tzikas Hashem, which we darshan in Brachas. What is the Tzikas Hashem? Shukolo Yisabayomi, Lo Ka'asti, right? I mean, that's a feeling of your God. Okay? But then we also find in Nehemiah, which is Ksuvim, which is really Ezra in our terms. So he also mentions this story again. Why does it keep coming up like it's so important? So it must be that there's something fundamental about the story of Bilam. Shlomaisa, we explained, we spoke about it a little bit in the Bible, and in a sense called Tarakula, is only to establish the relationship of Moshe Rabbeinu and Bilam, or Avraham Avinu and Bilam, as it could be Talmid of Shal Bilam Rasha, maybe Talmid of Shal Avraham Avinu. But these two basic approaches to life are central to understanding Kala Tarakula. So we actually should have had it in Kriyat Shema. That's the reason, Reb Eliezer. You see that the Torah views it as central to the whole definition of what Torah means. Omalei Mimune. Then the next thing he said to them was Birchu Bracha Achat Vein Birchu. And we said Ma Birchu. So that was Marbar Mas B'Shem Shmuel. He said that's Birchus HaTorah. The question is, how did they say Ahava Rabbah if they never made the first bracha? There was ever Yotzer HaMe'orot. Ma'alolo Birchu Yotzer HaMe'orot. Says Rabbi Shmuel, Achui the Rabbi Brachi, how could he say Yotzer HaMe'orot? Adayin lo Yotzer HaMe'orot. Zemer Yotzer HaMe'orot, but it's still dark outside. Is he Yotzer HaMe'orot? That, of course, in the Bavli became the teretz for why you can't bring a raya from here about Seder Brachot. It's not that maybe they said it later. You can't bring a raya for Seder, you can't bring a raya for Brachot Ma'avli. It's interesting, brought in a different way now. B'Shabbat, Mosifin Bracha Achat. What's that bracha? To Mishma Yotzei. Mahu bracha achat? Amri b'chavo. Zoi. Hashochein b'bayit hazeh. Yitar b'nechem. Achva v'ahava v'shalom v'reyus. Because of the propensity of Kohanim for fighting with each other all the time. So we needed a special bracha for shalom v'reyus.
Put the Kohanim together here.
Okay, remember we asked back in the Bible, and it's not a bracha, this is a bracha. It's not a bracha, and where's the bracha da Hashem? It's funny that we should include the two in the same thing. Birchu bracha achat, and then Moshe bracha, not the same thing at all. Shmuel Abba, Hishkim l'shanot koran kriyat shema tzarech l'varech. If you got up early, and you're learning before kriyat shema, then you have to make birchas hatorah. But if you already said Kriyat Shema, you don't have to make Birchas HaTorah. Why? Because you said Ahava Rava. So then that patterns you for Birkat HaTorah. Amreba, Vahusha Shana Latar, which we saw in the Bavli as well. Dafka, if there was no Hefzik, you said right away, you said Ahava Rava, and then you learned. You had a Kavana that your Kriyat Shema is learning. Rufunama, Nir'in Hadevarim. It appears to me that if you're going to be learning Medrash meaning you like Sifra, Sifri, or you're darshaning Pesukim, Tzarech Levarech. But if you start saying over Halachot, saying Halachot, then Ein Tzarech Levarech. Because over there you're not really being Isaac and Torah, you're just basically, you sing over the Shulchan Aruch. So that's that Torah. That's what came out of there. Rabbi Simon, B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua, Ben Levi says it doesn't matter. Bein Midrash, Bein Halachot, Tzorech L'Parach. Even for Halachot, you make a Baruch Yom HaZater. Omru Kiyah Barashi, I can tell you our minig. Minig was many times. Having Yetzivan Kamei Rav, and we used to come early, and we used to be learning with Rav, and he told us to make a bracha, whether he was giving a shir on the drashas, bein midrash, bein alachot. He would still, zakit kinan, the mivracha, he would say we have to make a bracha. Wouldn't say the shir until we said our brachot haTorah. Tani, hakoreim anshei ma'amad, the anshei mishmar, who were the kohanim. So they had this whole seder. They would break or share kriyat shema, even though they said it too early. But okay, that was the zman of the mishmar. We saw Rav Shimon bar Yochai said that you yotzei, say kriyat shema earlier. The anshei ma'amad were a mishmar of Yisrael, not of Kohanim, and they were there in order to be aimed on the avodas hatami the entire time. Because as the Gemara puts it, that ein korban shel adam nikra v'eino omer agava. So who's Eimed Agaba, the Karbanis HaTzibur? So Klal Yisrael appoints the Anshei Ma'amad. They represent the entire Tzibur, and they stand over them, the Aveda of the Talmid, the entire time. So they didn't break over here. They only said Kriyat Shema when the Talmid was finished. But by the time the Talmid was finished, it was after Shalosh Shas B'Yom. So that means if you read with the Anshei Ma'amad, then you wouldn't be answered. So Lo Yatsa, Ki Ma'achan Hoya. They used to be very late. So therefore, if you read with them and you weren't being Isaac in a mitzvah, you wouldn't be Isaac. Rabbi Zeira b'shem Rabami said, "Well, I don't know. I know b'yumin the Rabbi Yochanan in the fika of the Tanita, the Kori Shema, lo detasham, lo avim machu b'yada." I know when Rabbi Yochanan, and he was going through Tainus. And then it used to take a very long time for everybody to get together. It was the time of the seaboard. They would call together from all the surrounding areas. By the time they got around to saying Kriyat Shema, it was after Zman Kriyat Shema. It was after 3 hours. I don't know. He never said anything. I mean, he should have. Rav Yochanan was there. Rav Yochanan should have told people, you can't have such a late minyan. Rav Yosef Rav Acha, now Lamaisa will see that the reason that he wasn't Mocha is because the minhag was that on a tainis, everyone would say Kriyat Shema at home. Because they knew that davening would be very late until everybody got together. So they would say Kriyat Shema at home before they came to late davening. And they would come. Because of that, so Rabbi Yochanan didn't say anything. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Acha, they went out to gather to people around and they would speak in the square and so on. So, Otu Tziburu Mikri Shema Batatat Shai. Same thing happened by them. People came, they gathered together. By the time they davened, it was after Shalosh Shas B'Yom. So Rabbi Acha was there, with Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Acha were together. Rabbi Acha said, we should protest. This is not right. Otherwise people are going to think that this is kosher. I'm Rabbi Yossi, don't worry about it. The only reason they're saying Kriyat Shema now, he told Rabbi Ami, is because even though they were Yotzei Kriyat Shema, but still, he told Rav Acha, I mean, is because Klum Kor Imota L'Kedei Lamod B'Tfilah Mitoch Divrei Torah. As the Yerushalmi said earlier, why do we say Kriyat Shema in Ma'ariv? Since, according to the Yerushalmi, really it's Kriyat Shema Lamita, that's the only Kriyat Shema. So it says K'dei Lamod Mitoch Divrei Torah, which Tosus brought in the Bavli. That's the case. So this Shachris is an unusual Shachris. It's the same thing that they're doing now. Actually, everybody already said Kriyat Shema. So they're reading it now, part of the Seder HaTfila. What are you going to be mo? What are you going to tell them? Don't say Kriyat Shema as part of the Seder HaTfila. What are they doing wrong? Omar Lay, so Rabbi Acha said, I still feel I should say something. Because not everybody is such a Talmud Chacham. Understand? There's Hedyotas over here. So the Hedyotas come in. They don't go to Minyan every day. Whenever they come in, they see everybody stopping. It's already 9 o'clock in the morning. They'll think, oh, okay, so it's okay if we daven Kriyat Shema 9 o'clock in the morning. So, and they'll think, Shelo Yomrim, that they shouldn't end up saying. No, Bonatayim Karimuta. I saw Rav Acha, Rav Yossi, Rav Yochai, everybody was there. They all davened Kriyat Shema at 9 o'clock. They started the minyan at 9, time they got to Kriyat Shema. God knows what time it was. It's okay, it'll be some luck then. Because of that, I feel maybe we should say something. Okay. Good.